Now, Iranians will go to the polls on June 14th to elect a new president. Stay tuned, we'll give you the latest on this year's presidential race.
Resistance economy is an appropriate strategy and a good response to plots and pressures against our country. For example, oil industry is one of the main fields in which the foreign enemies are putting pressures on us. But by establishing an oil-free economy, we can press ahead without resistance and change the threats to opportunities.
Well, as you can see there, Iranian presidential candidate Saeed Jalili has said the economy of resistance is an appropriate response to foreign economic threats against the country. Well, Jalili says Iran has everything it needs to stage an economic epic. The presidential hopeful emphasized that economic issues must be dealt with only through economic channels, not security or judicial measures. He also says the Islamic Revolution discourse is key to overcoming the problems facing Iran. On foreign policy, he says Iran has great capacity, which enables it to play a great role in regional and international arenas. Jalili says by strengthening the country's foreign policy structures, Iran can turn the threats into opportunities. Meanwhile, Iranian presidential candidate Mohsen Rezai has accused the United States of trying to buy time in its dealings with Iran, especially in the nuclear talks.
As regards their foreign policy, I should say the Americans are trying to buy time in the nuclear talks. They do not say they want to topple the Islamic Republic, but they do not adopt a transparent approach to Iran either. In fact, they have hidden their intentions behind fine and nice words. We will make the U.S. face a dilemma in that respect. They should make their offers clear. They should clarify their list of demands, and they should clarify how they will respond to the conditions set by Iran. All these are not transparent. They have imposed severe sanctions on us and they want to deprive us of time. There should be real and meaningful change in the negotiations. I will take those talks very seriously and assign a professional team comprising sterling Iranian experts and diplomats to resolve Iran's nuclear issue and move forward and remove all the barriers.
Rezai said he will bring about fundamental changes and reforms to the way the government is run if he is elected president. He also touched on his economic and development plans for the country. He said he'll try to transform Iran's farming and agricultural sector first. He made the remarks live on national broadcast IRIB. The presidential candidate added that Iran currently enjoys a strong and powerful position in the region, as well as on the international stage. He said the next government must work hard to resolve the public's economic hardships. Meanwhile, reformist groups and factions have called on the nation, especially their supporters, to take part in next month's presidential and city council elections. The spokesman for the Reformists Front, Majid Mohtashami, said the group will have an assembly this week to announce its official position regarding the June 14th vote. The spokesman said the front is yet to pick a frontrunner and all will depend on whether or not they decide to support a particular candidate. Three reformist presidential candidates will vie for votes in the election, along with one independent and four principalists. Now, Iran's foreign minister has criticized the U.S. for interfering in the country's internal affairs. The reaction comes after comments by U.S. officials regarding Iran's upcoming presidential election. Ali Akbar Salehi said Washington's support for democracy is a deceitful claim and no more than a gesture. He said it would be in Washington's interest to abide by international law and stop interfering in the domestic affairs of other countries. The foreign minister said that U.S. officials unfortunately know very little about Iran's electoral process. Salehi stressed that the U.S. should accept that every country has its own electoral process, which is based on the country's law. The foreign minister questioned the legitimacy of the U.S. federal court that ruled in favor of former U.S. President George W. Bush. He also cast doubt on the fairness of the U.S. Electoral College that allows 10 big states, which only make up a fifth of the U.S. population, to determine election results. Salehi's comments come a day after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry criticized Iran's top constitutional supervisory body for disapproving of hundreds of candidates. Well, of course, for more news and updates on Iran's upcoming presidential election, do log on to our website, PressTV.com. There you can find a special section devoted to the presidential vote. And of course, PressTV will be covering this year's election news, as always, with plenty of facts and figures and useful information about Iran's election process. That's PressTV.com. Do check it out.